You know, it's too bad Trump has no sense of the job of being president of the United States because, I mean, he's so thoroughly blowing it, and it doesn't serve him or anybody else to blow it. I mean, you know, you can call for opening up, and you can do that for about 2 weeks, I think. And then at that point, you're going to have a mounting pile of bodies that are refuting you. And if you lie about those number of bodies, it won't matter because there are going to be so many of them. There already are so many of them. But the curve's going to just go up really steep now. I mean, it's an exponential function. And, you know, that's the first sort of basic lesson everybody should have gotten in March and April. Is what does an exponential function look like? Yeah, you weren't there in school when they taught that, Trump, but it doesn't mean, I mean, it still means something, even though you weren't there. And so we start off from a very much bigger base in May and than we had in March. And I mean, guess the only saving grace is going to be that an awful lot of people are going to ignore his call. And that is good. And the more that happens, the better. And then has he thought ahead to, I mean, he hasn't, of course, thought ahead to the next step and the step after that because he keeps flip-flopping, going back and forth because you can almost see his childlike mind working here. He wishes for something. He goes into motion to try to produce it. It doesn't happen. And he goes back and gets advice from the experts and they tell him what to do. And then he does his version of that, whatever it is at the given moment. And it creates a little bit of confusion. In the meantime, we get our leadership from other places. You know, we see what's happening in other countries. And in New York State, which has done an okay job, I wouldn't say an excellent job, but, you know, it's also very hard for one state within a country that is flipping and flopping all over the place with, you know, there are no borders between our states, so people can move fluidly wherever they want to go, and so it's kind of hard to shut it down in New York State and the adjacent states when the rest of the country is behaving so irresponsibly. Or just have any contact. I mean, you know, you can't not completely shut it down. Nobody has tried to do that. Not in the United States, not anywhere. There have to be people out and about to keep a civilization functioning. But there's also a limit to how much time that can actually work. And we're using up that time. Whether or not we're headed towards a workable situation, we are using the time. What that means is people are getting burnt out. They're getting sick. Some are dying. And the more that happens, the more people will be unwilling to do the work. So, you know, if you think two or three steps ahead, or you learn, or you listen before you actually have to learn in practice in cost to human life, I mean, one could learn how an exponential function works before actually seeing the bodies piling up. But I guess that's too much to ask. But anyway, that's the bad news. The good news is to the, you know, it's not very good news, but it's still relatively good news, is that this is going to shake out the whole anti-science thing everywhere in the world. It is no longer going to be sustainable. You know, things like climate change has science to it, but the science is predictive and the events happen in very slow motion, even though there are catastrophic events like huge, you know, hurricanes that are unprecedented and droughts and fires and you know, the coral reefs dying and all that kind of stuff. Nothing hits as close to home as this does, because this attacks human bodies, not our houses, not, you know, not forests, not the water supply in Flint, Michigan, or, I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with climate change as far as I know. But this is a visceral threat to every human being alive right now. And so many people feel it. And so you have to pay attention. You can't tune it out. It really focuses the mind. And you listen to the nonsense that Trump talks, and a lot of people will know that it's nonsense, do know that it's nonsense. That's why he stopped doing it. But why the hell haven't the Democrats done anything to fill this vacuum that's sitting right there? What's the vacuum? The vacuum is, there is a pulse. Andrew Cuomo has created that, okay? Maybe people on the West Coast are listening to Gavin Newsom the same way we listen to Cuomo here. But, and it's good. I'm glad that that's there. But it should be happening on a national level. And it should fill the vacuum. And I said this in a message today, that there's a total opportunity for Biden to become indispensable and for people to feel that way about him. And that doesn't mean he has to say very much at all. All he has to do is create the space for all of the best scientists that don't work in the U.S. government. Because the people in the U.S. government can be ordered not to speak, but the people outside the U.S. government cannot be ordered not to speak. And what you need is you need a pulse. You need a daily beat. You need repetition. You need people to have faces that they trust. I mean, look at the power and the utility and the generosity of Fauci. I mean, Fauci is a hero. People love to listen to Fauci because he tells you things that a politician would not want to tell you. He tells you things that you think are true. I have to qualify it because he does say things that are true. I don't have to qualify it because I have taken the time to understand the mechanisms that are at work at the level that I can understand them, because I'm a layman when it comes to this stuff, but I'm also curious and I also have a science background. So, I mean, the Democrats could definitely speed the process. They could do something useful. I've often said this, that if you're going to gather all these resources for a campaign, why not do something good with it? I mean, you know, it would make a great campaign platform to say, look, you know, we're gathering all this money, we're going to spend all this time speaking, and yes, I will tell you what we stand for, and I'll tell you political things that I think you'd like to hear. But I'm also going to create a platform for the best scientists in America or from around the world to keep you up to date on what's going on. And every day, there's a studio, and you put some money into the damn thing. You don't just use standard sort of whatever you can patch together type, you know, Zoom user platforms. You put software on each of these person's machines, and you send them a great microphone and a great camera, and you have lighting consultants work with them on getting their lighting in their house. You know, they don't actually have to go there. But you can ship the basic materials to them, and you can talk them through the installation of the lighting and the acoustics. Some of it is just so awful, and it'd be so easy to improve. And you, down in the left lower right-hand corner, you have a logo. And nobody will say you shouldn't have the logo because you're the one that's providing this. And it says, you know, Joe Biden, 2020. That's it. And Joe Biden can put his face there, too. I mean, really, that's kind of what we want from Joe Biden, is to just get the... I mean, he's promised to do this. Just get the best people and delegate. Let them run the show, you know? I mean, you know, if they start doing crazy stuff, stop it. But they aren't going to do that. I mean, we know what the program is now. You know, we don't have to invent it. It's being invented all over the world right now. It's an incredible time. And you've got this great, huge vacuum sitting there called Trump. And Trump is flailing back and forth. And he's trying every trick, and they don't fucking work. I mean, it's just really easy at this point. So just do it, you know? If you know somebody who's whatever. If they don't do it, then what's going to happen is they'll open things up to whatever that means, and either people will show up or people won't. And I'm suspecting that a lot of people aren't going to show up, and the people, and if you do get big crowds, you're going to have a lot of illness, a lot of sickness. The virus is going to be at every one of those demonstrations or every restaurant that, you know, defies the social distancing rules, or, you know, those airplanes that you see that are packed, that are filled with them. God, the virus is all over that place. I mean, those people are all breathing each other's air. And that virus is swimming in the air in that place. Just, I can't imagine being in that space. This is all going to have a very, 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 very bad outcome. Yeah. And we're going to have to reduce down to the point where we're really going to have to do it, is that for some reasonably long period of time, while we get all the testing together, while we get the contact tracing built and working, just like South Korea did, just like Vietnam did, just like Taiwan, just like China, just like Germany and Austria and Czechoslovakia and Denmark and on and on and on, just like they all did. It's like we're going to take the SATs. And, you know, Trump, I don't know how did he take the SATs? I don't know. Maybe you didn't take the SATs. Okay. Maybe you don't know what the SATs are. But the people that are going to guide us through this are people who took the SATs and did a lot more than that, too. They've really studied this shit. And they know other people who are really studying it and are figuring out how to get us safe. We need to buy them time. And in the meantime, we have to start getting this thing under control to buy them even more time and to buy us time so we don't have to die while we're waiting for this. I mean, that's the tragedy each one of us desperately wants to avoid. We don't want to be one of those 200,000 people that die. Trump's got it wrong. We aren't soldiers. We're citizens. What a bunch of bullshit. I mean, stop and think about it. He's talking about murdering us. It's a big lottery, you know? Maybe you won't be one of the lucky ones. Well, you know, you're a soldier. Go die for me. I don't want to die for Trump. Trump doesn't stand for anything that I believe in. You know, I think the best thing, and in one of these cycles, we're going to cycle, okay? We're going to go in and out and in and out. Hopefully, not many times. In one of those cycles, they're going to close the fucking White House. That could happen very soon, by the way. I mean, they may find nobody will be willing to go into the fucking building. So Trump is going to have to go someplace and hunker down. And, everybody, they're going to be working from home just like the rest of us are. Assuming Trump doesn't get the disease himself, or, you know, I mean, the man takes some serious risks that I wouldn't be taking. I mean, if there's any sort of justice in the world, I don't get it, and he does. But I don't expect that this is about justice. So, you know, I don't want to be one of the people that has to die so we can get over the hump. I want to be around for what happens after. I think it's going to be an interesting time. But we have to try to maximize the what's left. And time is of the essence for that. Every day, every week we waste is another sort of, we're burning the gross national product of the United States every day in terms of debt. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. Maybe it's not all showing up on the government's balance sheet, but it's showing up on our balance sheet. And there's just no way around that. I mean, that's just factual. We're not earning those salaries. We're not creating value. If money shows up in our bank accounts, that money isn't doesn't represent any economic activity other than just money coming from the government. And that's good, but it's really stupid to waste that and to waste the time and to waste the lives. It's just wrong. It's just stupid. It's stupid. I mean, having Trump, you can say, well, you know, the election's coming up in 6 months or whatever, but it still is stupid to have Trump as president. It's just, okay, you know, we're going to do something stupid. But it is stupid. It is fucking stupid. Just let me say it again. It's stupid. It's like he's the very worst person in the world. I saw a quote. Somebody said, he doesn't want to be the president of the United States. He wants to be a petty dictator of a banana republic. I mean, the guy doesn't have very much ambition. He is the president of the United States, and but he doesn't have enough imagination to understand what that means. He just thinks he sits behind the desk and makes money and orders, and he, like, whatever. Yes, in one of these loops, he's leaving the White House never to return. Whether he still has the title of president, whether he still commands the military of the United States, I think that's kind of up for grabs. At some point, we're going to want to use that military to help us pull ourselves out of this thing. We've got all this equipment and manpower and know-how, logistics. It's like unbelievable what we've invested in there. And for whatever reason, we are not able to use it. I know it. We're not supposed to use it, but it's just there. Why don't we use it? We should be smart. We should get on the path. The Democrats should help, but don't worry. Try to survive, and don't worry, because science ultimately, from this moment on, science rules. Everything that isn't science is just noise. And you know, it's always been that way, but it's especially true right now. Okay, thanks for listening.